What's the well, the kind of thing that young people like to do in the evening, and they put on some records and music, and they'll go around and time the music on the floor. They call that a what? A
jam session?
Yeah, or you know, they might do the bump and all this kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
the bump, the boogie woogie, and all that stuff. Dance.
Mm-hmm. Is there names for different kinds of dances?
You know, I don't know. I never did dance. To my knowledge, man, don't do it. But I know I've heard a lot of different dances, but I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. They quit dancing though nowadays. Watching that Marilyn Bandstand, they just ain't dancing no more.
Yeah.
They get out there and wiggle their body. That's about all I can tell.
And they're probably not hard to learn, is it?
No, I wouldn't think so.
If children get out of school at, let's say, 3 o'clock, you'd say, at 3 o'clock school,
school they let out.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the day after Labor Day is the day when school
begins.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If a boy left home to go to school and didn't show, you'd say he did what?
He played hooky.
Mm-hmm. But what about if he's in college? Would you say the same thing?
I'd say he skipped school.
Mm-hmm. And you go to school to get a
get an education.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, sometimes you go on to
college.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it finishing school.
Hmm.
One of the ladies, the key punches up there, right across the hall from your mother, she told me her son was going to finishing school.
Hmm. Where, you know whereabouts he was going to college?
He was going to Nashville, Tennessee. I think it's Peabody.
Yeah, the Peabody, the teacher's college.
Yeah, that's where she's going. I think she's going to finish in school.
Hmm.
I never had heard that term used before. Not folks. Us folks around Montgomery. Hmm. Is that what she called it?
No, I've never heard that either. And usually after kindergarten, you go into what grade?
Grammar school, first grade.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call that anything besides first grade?
No, I never have. Mm-hmm.
Years ago, the children used to sit at benches, but now they sit at
desks. Mm-hmm. And tables.
Yeah, and usually each child has his own
desk.
Mm-hmm. A building, especially for books, is called a
library.
Mm-hmm. And usually mail a package at the
post office.
Yeah. If you go into to a town to stay overnight, where do you usually stay?
At a motel or a hotel.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between those two?
A motel is one that's usually on the in the outskirts, you know, and mm-hmm. A hotel is just downtown, as a rule, is several stories high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have bellhops and all, but
that pay tip.
Yeah.
About the biggest difference.
Right.
It costs you a little extra money. If you go to see a play, you see it at the
theater.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to have an operation, you usually go in the
into the operating room of the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you're usually taken care of by a doctor and
by doctors and a nurse.
Mm-hmm. And you catch a train at the
depot.
Yeah, of course, you don't catch them anymore, though, do you?
No, some folks call it a railroad station, and I always call it the depot.
Let me ask you, isn't somebody gonna make something out of that old?
They're working it over.
What they gonna do to it?
Are they gonna make shops and stuff? I would be surprised they didn't have a discotheque. They had some down there last weekend. You know, some man, a bunch of people just got together and had something. They served on alcoholic beverages. Everybody brought their own, I think. But for a bunch of young folks. Hmm. They had a lot of music playing and all that stuff.
Have you ever been to that one up in Chattanooga?
Never have been to Chattanooga.
They're supposed to have that place really fixed up up there.
I never have been there.
Oh. Let's see. Say that you